Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. We're so excited that you guys have joined us this morning.
I'm here, Minister Brenda.
Okay.
Okay. So praise God. We just thank you for joining us this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving on this thankful Thursday, thanking you for all that you are, all that you have been. Thanking you, Father, for your healing powers. Thanking you for your touch. Thanking you for enabling us to gather here on the Master's Call this morning. Father, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoons, the founders of the Master's Call. Father, we thank you that even though Dr. P.K. Roberts is preaching all over the place, Lord, you are still giving her strength because you said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, Father, have, give her the strength, and we thank you that you have given her the strength to go on. Father, revise her, energize her in the name of Jesus. But at the same time, Lord, get her, let her get some rest in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa, for how you have enabled her to do all the things that she does. Thank you for just in being able to be the helm at the helm of this call in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you continue to bless her, Mama Josie, Lord, and everybody who goes in and out of their dwelling. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for the products that are rolling out now that we know are going to be a blessing to many. Father, we thank you for each and every advisor, each and every distributor in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the person who will bring the word that we need to hear this morning, that it is enriched, enhanced, and empowered, Lord, and that we can start our day on it and chew on it throughout the day. Bless them indeed. And Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us on this call this morning. Order our footsteps today, Lord. Be that lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we thank you for perfect protection from all seen and unseen danger. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, you know, as I always say, from my heart to yours, I love me some you. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Big Sister Minister Wella. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Love you and appreciate you so much. You are warm. You are insightful. You are loving. You are led of the Spirit. You are anointed and appointed, and we love you, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for seating and greeting us this morning and opening us up in prayer. This is Minister Ada Grace from Brooklyn, New York, and I want to greet each and every one of you with the warmest of Jesus' joy. And also, if this is your very first time dialing into the Master's Call, I want to take a few moments and tell you about our call and this wonderful ministry. This call was founded back on October 25th, 2010. So we're getting ready in just a few months down the road to celebrate our 7 years in operation. To God be the glory. By two anointed and appointed and dynamic women, and they are Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And the scripture that this call and ministry was found on can be found in the division of the 88th Psalms, verse 13. It says, "But I cry to you for help, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And as Minister Willa prayed for us to open up this call, and we will end this call in prayer as well. Now, we have our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we have a website for you. Yes, we have a buffet spread of some powerful messages that have been brought and shared on the Master's Call over the years. And for more information about our speakers and their full bios, you can go to our website. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. Now, every Friday, on Friday, when you're able to, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports live. We have a part one and part two of our call. We do understand that some of you are not able to be on the call every day, So if you have a praise report, a prayer request, or you just want to share a comment of how this call has been a blessing in your life, would you be so kind as to send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon will respond to you. Now, the vehicle that brought many of us together, the common vehicle thread that brought us together, is Artist International, now under the heading of Artist Life, an amazing health and wellness company that was founded over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. And we have been changing lives at one appointment at a time for now over 25 years. Now, if you're not familiar with Artist Life, our amazing products, our excellent opportunity, then we do invite you to get back to the person who invited you to join us on this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you how an appointment with Artist will change your life. Now, immediately following this call, we have our morning motivational call. And our morning motivational call, that number is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Now, we are still excited from our conference, but we are already looking forward to two leadership conferences that are coming up for our company. One will be in Los Angeles, May 6th, and the one in Houston, I believe the date has been changed to May 20th. So you're going to want to get on the call after this one, and you're going to want to check your back office so that you can know what is going on. All right. Well, it is my delight and my treat to now tell you about, I do want to give you a bridge number. If you have T-Mobile or Metro PCS and they're charging you 1 cent per minute, well, we don't want you to be charged for these calls. So there is a bypass or bridge number, and that number is 857-957-1147. And you can dial that number first, and then it'll ask you for the conference number and access code. All right? All right, now I have the distinct pleasure and honor and privilege to bring to the floor, to the front of the line, our mouthpiece this morning. I simply absolutely love her sultry voice. I'm speaking of a kind woman. I'm speaking about a very interesting woman. I'm speaking about an able, anointed, and appointed woman, and she is none other than Minister Kai Brown. Now, normally I have the bios right in front of me, but I was a little discombobulated, so I'm going to just tell you what I know about her. She is a beautiful sister that hails from Norcross, Georgia, is very familiar with the working of the boards and stuff because she has a background in engineering and all that. Her greatest accomplishment that she is so thankful for that the Lord bless her with an awesome, amazing man of God, and his name is Christopher. She wrote a book. She started a ministry. She has when she accepted her call, she is has a BA from the pastoral counseling. Well, I'm just going to get on out the way because I know that the Lord always brings a great message through this powerful woman of God. So it is my pleasure and delight and my honor to introduce to some and to present to others, none other than my beautiful sister that I got a chance to spend some time with. And her name is Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai, with that beautiful, sultry voice, are you there?
I am, my beautiful sister, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear that beautiful voice. Take it away, my dear sister. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Minister Ada, for hosting this call, and Minister Willa for seating and greeting the people and going before God in prayer. Again, let me thank the two amazing women of God who founded this call, whose yes is why we gather every Monday through Friday early in the morning, not only to give God praise, but to receive a word straight from the throne room. And that is Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And, of course, we give all praises to our King, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm going to go ahead and get right into the word and hopefully today finish up my three-part series so that it doesn't become a fourth part on Are You Being Led by the Holy Spirit or Your Wound? So in part one, we talked about what is a wounded spirit. And the definition of a wounded spirit is an injury to any area of our soul or spirit faculties, mind, emotion, and will. It is an injury to the unseen area of our very being. So that is what a wounded spirit is, or a crushed spirit. So are we being led by those wounds, or are we allowing the Holy Spirit to do that which he does? So then we talked about, how do we know if we have a wounded spirit? And I gave four, you know, very general signs of a wounded spirit. One was unforgiveness. Another was, the first one was unforgiveness. The second one was the use or overuse of sarcasm or being sarcastic. The third one was being a negative Nelly. And the fourth one was walking around in perpetual sin. Knowingly, willingly, just sinning because you can and you feel like you can get away with it. Now today, so we know, we did a self-check to see, Lord, are we walking around with the wounded spirit or are we allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us? So how do we deal with a wounded spirit? How do we just open ourselves up and begin to heal from that wounded spirit? Well, the only way to truly affect or change a wounded spirit is to allow God to heal us from the inside out. There's no other way. We can't fix it ourselves. We have to rely and depend on the Lord. And Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path or direct your path. See, that's telling us, hey, you can't trust yourself to fix this because you don't really understand the depth of what God needs to do. Lean not on to your own understanding. But if we acknowledge, okay, Lord, here is my situation. And my desire is to be whole and healthy and led by the Holy Spirit instead of my hurts, habits, and hang-ups. Then God can come in because we've now invited him in to fix those things, to heal those things. 1 Peter 5 and 10 says, and after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. So we've got to go through some things. God understood, and in this scripture is telling us, yeah, you're going to suffer for a little while. You're going to have hurt. People are going to do you wrong. But after a little while, he will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish. So if we're not leaning onto our own understanding and we're trusting God to do what his word says he will do, then we can allow him to dig into those places that are still painful, because we know it will only last for a little while. We've got to trust what God says in Psalms 147 and 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. So the fact that we are wounded is not a surprise to God. The fact that our spirits are wounded did not catch him off guard. It's not a situation he was unprepared for. If he was, he wouldn't have put this specific, this is specific to a broken heart or a wounded spirit. I mean, he has a scripture in there specifically for this situation in Psalms 147 and 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. So we have to give God the opportunity to bind up our wounds. We have to trust and believe that he is able to do what he said he's going to do. So that means we have to open up those places that we've kept hidden or buried or covered over and allow the balm of Gilead to be rubbed on those places so that that healing can begin. See, because you can't heal a festering sore from the outside. You've got to first dig out all of the stuff in the sore, all of those things, those negative emotions, that sarcasm. You got to dig that stuff out. And to do that is going to be a little bit painful. But if we trust our God the way we say that we as Christians do, then we can endure that pain because we know that Christ himself will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish. So we just have to be willing to let go of ourselves. We've got to be willing to let go of those past hurts, those past wounds, those past people who have done us wrong. And not everybody is supposed to be in your inner circle. God didn't mean for you to let everybody in that close. Notice the way he set up his boundaries and parameters. You've got the inner court. You've got the Holy of Holies. See, he didn't let everybody in. People had specific places that they could go. So we have to follow his leading. That doesn't mean we don't love everybody. That doesn't mean we don't help them. That means everybody can't be let into the Holy of Holies or our inner circle. See, people have to show us who they are before we allow them into those places. We've got to rely on God and his leading in how we deal with things. So the only way to truly address a wounded spirit is to allow God to heal it. See, he doesn't leave us alone during that healing process. John 14 and 27 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid." So he's not leaving you by yourself in the process of healing your wounds. First, you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. And that in and of itself should understand and give us that peace that passes all understanding to endure the healing process. Because healing and growth and change doesn't always feel good. It's not always easy to walk through. But God didn't leave us in that process. even though he made it plain in Psalms 147:3 that he heals the brokenhearted and binds up our wounds, he didn't say that was going to be fun or easy. He let us know that we were going to suffer for a little while, that we were going to have to deal with some things through the process, that we were going to have to let go of some of our ways during the process. But if we maintain truth and love during the process, we would get through it. If we trust him through the process, then he can do what he says he's going to do. But if we don't allow him in, then he can't heal those wounds, our wounded spirits, so that we can be led by the spirit that he's left with us, that he sent to us when Jesus went back to him. See, unlike, our forefathers, the apostles, they didn't have, they didn't have the Holy Spirit to guide them while Jesus was gone, while he had left them. They had to try and figure it out themselves. But see, God understood that that process was too hard. So he sent us the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit connected with him can help us navigate this thing called life. So how do we heal those wounds? How do we allow a wounded spirit to be healed? We first and foremost have to trust that God is more than able to heal it. We have to believe what he says in Psalms 147 and 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. We have to trust that although we may suffer during the process of that healing, and when I say suffer, I mean it's going to hurt. Digging out if you ever had a wound that's gotten infected, you know that when you go back to the doctor and they have to dig out all of that nasty stuff that's in it, that's painful. But God assured us, and after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself restore you, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. So we have to trust and believe that God is going to do what he says he's going to do. The word tells us God is not a man that he should lie. So if we are honest about where we are and what we're doing and our relationship, and we allow God into that place where those hurts and habits and hang-ups reside so that he can clean them out and then cover them with the balm of Gilead, where he can just let Jesus marinate in that space, then our healing can begin. But we have to trust and believe and do our part. See, we always have a part to play in our healing. First, we have to admit that we need to be healed, and that's what our self-check, our spiritual self-check do. And then we have to allow God to complete the process. So we have to be real honest with ourselves through this thing called life. Proverbs 18 and 14 says, a man's spirit sustains him in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear it? God doesn't want our spirit crushed. He wants us healed, whole, and healthy, and being led by the Holy Spirit. So I'll ask you this question as I close out this series. Are you being led by the Holy Spirit or your wound? Minister Ada, back to you.
Amen and amen. Thank you for that profound word. Are you being led by the Spirit of the hope of the Most High God, or are you being led by a wounded heart? Thank you, Minister Kai. And I will be calling you back to close us out. But at this time, will you join me for a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the woman of God today. We ask, Father God, that we begin to do a self-examination, that we want to be led of the Holy Ghost. We want to be led so that we can produce the fruit of the Spirit, which is joy, love, peace, patience, meekness, humility. So we thank you. And for those of us who have a wounded heart, Lord, we ask that you heal us. You put that balm of Gilead on that and let us be healed and whole. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that Minister Kai's mom is doing better, and we call her healed, whole, and blessed. We thank you for our co-founders on this line this morning and all that they're doing, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask your continued blessing upon them and their families. We ask that you continue to bless Mother Josie. We thank you for the entire TMC family, as well as our Artist Life family and the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, Lord God, that you met us in California, and you are preparing us for Houston and Los Angeles. We thank you, Lord God, for every advisor on up to Royal Platinum. We thank you and we adore you because you're so good to us. So we thank you again for this powerful message coming through your daughter, your servant, your baby girl, Minister Kai. We ask that you put that virtue in her and that you continue to bless her ministry and her book sales and all that she's doing, Lord. We also want to lift up our prayer general's husband, Freddie. Lord, we call him heal and whole. Lord, whatever is going on in his body, mind, and spirit, we ask, Lord God, that you minister to him as only you can, and we continue to speak peace and comfort to Minister Brenda. We thank you, Lord God, for your power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to us, and we tap into that power asking you to heal and restore. We love you, we bless you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm certainly going to want to hear this message again and share it with others. So to hear the playback for this call, you can dial 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. And the same access code that you used today, 957-677-POUND. We invite you to head over to Testimonial Thursday on our morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617-POUND. And remember, if you are a T-Mobile or a Metro PCS user, please use our bridge or bypass number of 857-957-1147. Get ready for the upcoming leadership conferences in Los Angeles and Houston. Make plans to be there. Check your back office throughout the day for a special promotion. At this time, I'd like to take a special honor and thank our beautiful greeter. She is so dear to my heart, my big sister, Minister Willa Peterson. Thank you so much for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And Minister Kai, I thank you so much for that profound message. At this time, will you come on back and give us our closing benediction?
Yes, ma'am, I will. My beautiful sister and host, you are anointed, you are devout, and you are able to do all that God has given you to do. Let us close this out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the time that you have given us, the ability to come to you again and just leave it all at your feet. Lord, as we leave this call, but never your presence, we surrender our wounded spirits to you. We give you permission right now in the name of Jesus to just clean those places out because we desire to be led by your Holy Spirit. So, Lord, as we surrender it and we surrender all that we are to you, we ask that you continue to guide and lead us and be that lamp unto our feet and that light unto our path. Lord, we love you, we magnify you, and we praise you. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we call it done. We say amen, amen, and amen. You all go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace, and we will love to hear you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.